If we work through a piece of scripture, what comes next, that comes after the other thing, it shows up on time. And God is sculpting our lives to bring us into the room to hear what's being said now. So think about that. Think about that. This is exactly the right time. If you trust that God has a plan for your life, if you understand that there's an idea called providence and that God has provided for the circumstances that led to you being here today, this is what he has to say. At times, it may sound like this is what David Fraser has to say, and you need to use discernment and weigh how God is speaking to you. He's got a conversation going on with you in your life that he's delivering something here. And it comes through the scripture. So we look to the scripture. We look to Luke chapter 4, and we see at verse 1 of chapter 4 that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. So that's what it says in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 4. Jesus, right, who came to baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Jesus, who was led around by the Spirit in the wilderness, did so for 40 days being tempted by the devil. God's beloved Son looked like this. You follow this man, Jesus, God's Messiah. This is what God let Jesus go through. What are you going through? Could it be that God, who's willing to let his Son suffering that way, has brought you to where you are, facing what you face today, because he has that great confidence in you going through it and being able to by his strength, as he had in his Son? It's a new way to look at the trials we face. This virgin-born, sinless man, filled with the Spirit, following the leading of the Holy Spirit, ate nothing during those days, we read in verse 2. Is that a thing? Not eating? Is that a biblical principle that the Bible is teaching you? Ask that question. Jesus did it. Is that a thing for us today? You've probably heard the word fasting before, right? Do you know that word? In Matthew's gospel, actually, and in chapter 4, verse 2, we're told after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, about the same period, Jesus in the wilderness. So Luke says he ate nothing, and then Matthew says he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. So I have two questions that arise from that. One, how long was that? And two, what is fasting? Do you know the answers to those questions? Okay, that's what the sermon is about.